Welcome to Tardi Mechanach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Adina Schmidman. Please join us Monday, September 29th, 12 noon Eastern, 7 p.m. Israel time, for the Siyum celebrating the completion of Sefer Iyov. Join us as we hear the voice of Iyov through the ages with Mrs. Shalvi Friedman. Please sign up at ouwomen.org/Siyum. And encourage your friends to join Tardi Mechanach Yomi for the Five Megillos. Five Megillos in 39 days. Go to ouwomen.org/nach. And now for today's Perek.
Welcome to Tardi Mecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rebecca Balazan, and today we'll be learning Shir Shirim Perek Gimel. B'nai Yisrael conclude Perek Beis by asking Hashem to bring the Geula. As long as there's Chos Avos, please redeem us quickly. Hashem responds in Perek Gimel Pasuk Aleph and says that he also wants to redeem them, but he can't seem to find men in whose merit he can bring the Geula. Al Mashkevi Balilot, on my bed at nights, namely in the Galus, Bakashtiv Eshava Nafshi, I look for people of merit, I look for those that I love, Bakashtiv Velo Matzativ, I seek them but I can't find them. Hashem says, on my bed at night, in the Galus, I look for those that I love, namely the Tzadikim, to rest my Shechina on, but I can't seem to find them. The future Geula can only come based on merit, and therefore, if Bnei Yisrael do not return, if they do not do tshuva, the redemption cannot come. Pasuk Beis, Hashem works and searches for merits for Klal Yisrael. Akuma Nav is asovava be'ir. He gets up and he looks in the city. He starts to look in the Batei Medrashos. Maybe there he's going to find Talmidei Chachamim who grew in Torah, in Midos, and in Bitechon, so we can bring the Geula in their merit. He continues to the Shvakim uberachavot, to the marketplaces and the streets, to where people are involved in business, to see if there are Jews there that do business honestly and trust in Hashem. Maybe he can bring the Geula in their merit. However, Pekashtiv velo matzativ, I looked for them, but I didn't find them. Immediately, Mitzauni Hashomrim in Pasuk Gimel. The watchman found me. The tzaddikim found me. These are Mordechai and Esther. In the time of Galus Bavel, they returned Bnei Yisrael to good, and they found me and strengthened their emunah in me. And afterwards, Klal Yisrael saw, Re'item es she'ava nafshi. They saw that which my heart loves, and they too cleave to the Torah and to emunah. Like we know, the Jews re-accepted upon themselves the Torah in the days of Esther and Mordechai. Kimu v'kiblu ha'yehudim. Pasuk Dalad. Hashem says, I didn't delay once I found that which my soul loves. Ad shematzati et she'ava nafshi. And so since they started to believe and to cleave to me, achazativ velo arpenu, I grasped him and I didn't let go. Because habala tahir mesayin oso. We know that those who try to purify themselves, Hashem helps. Because without Hashem's help, we would not be successful. And so Hashem held on tight and he did not let go. Until havesiv el beis imi, I brought him to my mother's house. I built for them the Beis HaMikdash, the place of Asheres HaShrina called Imi, and to Cheder Horasi, to my parents' chamber, the place where the Avos davened. Pasuk Hey is a repeat of a Pasuk that we had in Perek Beis. Hashem says that even in these exiles, even though you have many sins, I have bound the nations of the world under oath that they cannot afflict you, Bnei Israel. You are bound by my decrees. Hishpasi eschem benos Yerushalayim. Im te'iru ve'im te'oru es hava achetachbots. This pasuk is repeated in Shir Hashirim three times, corresponding to the three future exiles that will nullify the service of the Beis HaMikdash and cause Bnei Yisrael to cry out, namely Bavel, Yavan, and Edom. Hashem turns to the nations in the world and says, I bind you under oath. It's all under my decree. You cannot cause Bnei Yisrael to be hated, nor can you push them to do tshuva, without my desire. It's ad shetachpots. It's only when I want or when I allow. You have no power. You have no control beyond what I allow. And he continues in Pasuk Vav. Mizos. In whose merit will this be? Who will I hold and not let go of? In the merit of who did you become beloved to me? Olem in Hamidbar. This is in the merit of those who went up in the desert. The Jews that went up level and one level at a time, like a pillar of smoke that goes up and stands straight and erect. Their good deeds will take away the bad deeds, just as the more the good smell takes away the bad. And their sins will become white like the levona, lavan, and emit a sweet smell like the powders of the perfume smeller. Mikol Avkat Rochel. Pasuk Zayin, the Merkava, the chariot, the Mitaso Shel Shlomo of the Shechina, had Shishim Geburim, 600,000 Jews surrounding it, Mi Geburei Yisrael, from the mighty men of Yisrael, as the generation of Moshe were all tzaddikim. Pasuk Ches, Kulam Achuzei Cherev, all of them were holding swords. At Har Sinai, they were given these weapons to use in the Melchemta Shel Torah, the Battle of Torah. These are the weapons that were given to them to use against the Malach HaMaves, the Angel of Death, and that will protect them, Mipachad Leilos, for the fear of night, which are the exiles that are compared to night. It is the learning of the Torah that will protect Klal Yisrael from the harshness of the Gullus. Pasuk Tes, in the Zchus of the Tzadikim, Hashem, who was called Shlomo, made an Iparon, a canopy, naming the Mishkan, which was established with Atzei HaLevanon, Lavan, the whitening of Bnei Yisrael's sins. The next Pasuk Yod, describes the three levels of people in Klal Yisrael. Number one are the Tzadikim, who are referred to as Amudav, his pillars. Hashem deals with them with Chesed, symbolized by the Kesef, the silver. Number two, the Hasidim, who are referred to as Refidaso, the covering, which is on top of the pillars. Hashem deals with them with a soft Midas Hadin, a soft justice, which is symbolized by the gold. And the Yesharim, which are Hashem's Merkava, God's chariot. Hashem deals with them with strict Midas Hadin, as symbolized by the reddish Argaman. This is the curtain over all, as this is the highest level. Hashem deals with each person in a way he can handle to allow the person to earn the max possible without chas v'shalom losing anyone. For some, it's chesed, some soft din, and others strict justice. Hashem sees each person as an individual and deals with him in a way which can push him to maximize his potential and growth without putting him over the edge. Hashem knows exactly what we can handle and is giving us exactly that, no more and no less. Tohu Ratzuf Ahava, the interior of the Mishkan is filled with burning love from Hashem towards Klal Yisrael. This love will burn the Benos Yerushalayim, the Umos HaOlam, who were against Bnei Yisrael's connection with Hashem. When the nations of the world see the honor and glory of Klal Yisrael in the future, they will feel a deep sense of shame that they did not merit this. The fire of shame will burn them and cause them immense pain. The parak ends with a description of the greatness of Hashem's love towards Klal Yisrael. Tzeno Re'ena Benos Sion, go out and see Bnei Yisrael, who are called Benos Sion, because they are Mitsuyanim, they are outstanding in Halacha. Ba'atara She'itzra Lo Imo, with the crown his mother crowned him. See how much joy you bring to Hashem when you fulfill his mitzvos. It is as if you are crowning him. This idea that we add to Hashem's honor and glory when we do this, when we keep his Torah and mitzvos, when we keep his will, originated at Har Sinai, Biyom Chasunaso, on the day of his wedding, and when the Mishkan was established, Biyom Simchas Libo, on the day that his heart was gladdened. At Maimon Har Sinai, Klal Yisrael entered a covenant with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and became the nation through which Hashem is honored and his malchus, his kingship, is revealed. Since we became Hashem's nation, our deeds make adornments for Hashem. It is Hashem's honor when his will is fulfilled, and therefore he experiences great joy in it. It's important to note that when we keep the mitzvos and are careful with the details of the halachos, we create a magnificent crown for our Kadosh Baruch Hu that glorifies him. I want to end with one last idea as to when Shir HaShirim was written. The Netziv writes that the Shir HaShirim was written when the Beis HaMikdash was completed, when Shlomo finished building the Beis HaMikdash. This makes sense. This is the height of our relationship with Hashem. We're living together when Hashem's Shechina is dwelling in the home that we built for him. But surprisingly, the Netziv offers a different explanation, a different reason. He writes that with the completion of the Beis HaMikdash came the Isser of the Bamos. The Isser to sacrifice on these mini altars, these private altars that were allowed to be sacrificed on throughout Eretz Yisrael. Before the Beis HaMikdash was built, if a person wants to sacrifice to God, he could go almost anywhere into his backyard and sacrifice and connect to Hashem in that way. But at this point, once the Beis HaMikdash was built, they were no longer allowed. They were prohibited. And this would create a challenge and a struggle for many people who felt like their opportunities to serve Hashem and to connect to him are now diminished. So comes Shlomo HaMelech with the words of Shir HaShirim to explain to Klal Yisrael that you can still connect to Hashem intensely and you can still worship Hashem lovingly, but You must do it in the way that Hashem prescribed, namely sacrificing in the Beis HaMikdash and through learning his Torah. I think this is such a most important message. Being an Eved Hashem means connecting to Hashem in the way that he wants us to connect to him, not necessarily in the way that we feel is the right way or that makes us feel good. And I think specifically at this time, it's such an important message for women, especially young mothers. I know that in my shul, we have a lot of young mothers, and it's often this time of year, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, that becomes a struggle because while they want to connect to Hashem and they want to be in shul the whole time, davening, they have other obligations and they need to be home and help with their children. And it creates a struggle. But I think that this is the right framework to understand that being an Eved Hashem, serving God, means serving him in the way that he wants, in the way that he prescribes. And at this point in that person's life, the way that God wants them to serve him is at home, maybe davening a little less than they would have liked, or being with the Shaliach Tzibor a little less and the Kehila a little less. But that is no less important or no less of a way to connect to God. And that's so important to understand and to remember that connecting to Hashem and Avodas Hashem means serving Hashem in the way that he wants and not necessarily the way that feels right to us. And that's what Shir HaShirim comes to tell us that you can connect to God in the most intense, in the most passionate way, as long as you follow the prescriptions that he gave us, namely the Torah and the Halachos and the times in our lives where he gives us to do certain things and to not. Thank you for studying together in the memory of our beloved father and grandfather, Ted Ordon, Mordechai ben Ephraim, and Miriam Golda, in commemoration of his 10th Yahrzeit. His family is forever grateful for his devotion to family, vision, courage, and optimism. May the merit of our collective learning elevate his neshama and bring unity and peace to Klal Yisrael. Helen and Moshe Sassavar and family.